I'm Ted O'Farrell, and this is The Daily Thread, helping you find the thread of God's presence in your everyday life. One of my favorite foods growing up as a child and teenager, even today, is French fries. While many people enjoy fries in many ways, I love to have them with ketchup. Nothing tastes quite as favorable as a fry dunked in ketchup. I remember that famous ketchup brand showing a commercial of their ketchup bottle slowly, and I mean slowly, pouring out their ketchup on the plate for the fries to be adorned with their great taste. Anticipation. Waiting for the arrival of something good, something better. Their ketchup on French fries, better than any other brand, but you have to wait for it to come. The psalmist knew what it meant to wait and watch for something better. Listen to what he said in Psalm 130, verses 5 and 6. I wait for the Lord. My soul waits, and in His word I hope. My soul waits for the Lord more than watchmen for the morning, more than watchmen for the morning. My understanding is that during this time, it was very common to have watchmen who were appointed as lookouts to watch over the city gates, especially at night. They were guarding and they were alert for any danger that might occur. They were alert for any traveler or messenger who would come to announce news, especially if their soldiers were involved in a battle. They were on watch, looking, anticipating anything out of the ordinary. The psalmist says, more than the watchmen who are watching and alert, more than they, I watch for the Lord. My soul is on watch for the Lord. I am looking for Him, anticipating His coming, anticipating Him to speak, anticipating Him to hear my requests. Immediately I think, do I anticipate and watch for the Lord, His Holy Spirit, to come and speak to me like this? Am I anticipating the activity and movement of God today like the psalmist? I'm mindful that God's word tells us to seek the Lord while He may be found. Isaiah 55:6 states, seek the Lord while He may be found, call upon Him while He is near. In Matthew 6:33, Jesus said, but seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. In seeking the Lord, there is anticipation, there is watching, looking, listening. There is at times in our seeking a time to wait. Psalm 38:15 says, but for you, O Lord, do I wait. It is you, O Lord, my God, who will answer. The psalmist of Psalm 130 knew and had a deep yearning in his soul to seek the Lord, to search for God, and to be still, anticipating His arrival. In his yearning, he sought the Lord to hear, to forgive, to restore, and redeem. He knew God could. He knew God would. When we are faced with a crisis or trial, a burden, or unconfessed sin, do we seek the Lord? Do we yearn for His voice to speak to our hearts? Do we wait on Him to answer our prayers? Do we have that confidence like the psalmist that knows God gives hope to all who wait for Him? Do you need the Lord to hear, to forgive, to restore and redeem? God is waiting for you to cry out to Him, to yearn for Him, and to wait for His word to your heart and soul. The psalmist, when met by the Lord, responded in verses 7 and 8, hope in the Lord. For with the Lord there is loving kindness, and with Him is abundant redemption, and He will redeem Israel from all his iniquities. Let your heart be watchful and filled with anticipation today. God may surprise you as you wait for the Lord. Father, help us to yearn for you like the psalmist, to long for you to speak to us, to seek you while you may be found. I thank you that you do answer all who call upon your name. May your Holy Spirit fill us. And may your manifest presence abound through your church. In Jesus' name, amen. The Daily Thread is a podcast from Zephyr Hills Alliance Church. To learn more about the ministries of our church, find us on Facebook or on our website, zaccma.org.